I picked up the Herald yesterday, the Herald website. I was looking at, online. I thought, oh, this is quite a controversy here. There's a controversial article here of someone getting stuck into charities on street corners collecting. And I thought, hey, what's the bio? Gary Linnell. So you caused a storm yesterday. You also touched on the problem of beggars in the CBD. And you do have a problem with the number of beggars that are in there, because you've got the view that some of them are just doing it as a de facto job.
Well, show me a street corner where there isn't a beggar with a very well-crafted, very well-written, beautiful calligraphy on their little cardboard sign that they hang, stand up, look, and they give you that pleading look, asking for more and more money. And it's been shown over time that many of these people work in syndicates, that they have agreements about which block they'll use. A friend of mine was walking through a pedestrian tunnel the other day in the city and overheard a beggar with his sign up. He was secretly on a smartphone, a very stylish new smartphone. He said, yes, dear, I'll deal with that when I get home. So basically when I knock off. Mm. So they're organised, they pray, they give you that guilt look. It's time for them to go and get them off the streets.
In Norway, they have laws being considered that would not only make begging illegal, but it would make it a criminal offence to give to beggars. You could be in jail for up to a year if you gave money to a beggar. Now, that would be an extreme case, but nonetheless, I would think that's going too far. Do you think it should be banned in New South Wales?
Yep. The problem is, how do you enforce a ban? And let me ask you this question. What penalties do you impose? Do you fine a beggar?
Well, if you ban them...
How do you fine a beggar?
Yeah, if you ban them, you can get them off the streets. You can do that. But the question is, should we do it in Sydney? Christine Forster is a Liberal City of Sydney councillor who joins us on the line now. Christine, good morning again.
Good morning.
What's your attitude to this?
Well, you've certainly raised an issue that I think people are starting to notice more and more around Sydney. You can hardly walk down a street like George Street, for instance, and go past a corner that doesn't have a beggar on it these days. And I would just say that it seems to me, sort of in my own mind, even since I've been on council, there seems to have been an increase in the numbers of people doing this. But obviously, homelessness and the things that cause that are very complex, and there are a lot of issues that need to be addressed around what causes that and how come, why it is that people come to be, down on their luck and out on the streets and forced to do, to perhaps beg on the corner. But, it certainly is something that isn't a great look to have, people sort of be standing or sitting on the street corners of our great global city and in such numbers, and perhaps it's time we gave some thought to perhaps taking a cooperative approach about addressing the problem.
Kristen, I don't have any problem with genuine beggars and those people who are really in need and are homeless, but some of these people out on our streets now, they're semi-professional or professionals at it.
Well, look, I've also heard sort of anecdotal evidence that sort of thing might be going on as well. And I guess maybe that's where governments of all levels, state government, local government, and even federal government needs to perhaps take an approach where, if that's going on, then perhaps a cooperative approach whereby, rangers or police or whoever it might be, give some outreach to people.
Christine,
what their issues are, and then put them in touch with the right services. Let's be honest, Australia is a country which does have pretty great safety nets for people who find themselves, down on their luck. And maybe we need to be putting people in touch with those services if that's where they find themselves.
Christine, you're a City of Sydney councillor. Do you give to beggars?
I do, yes. I do. I don't look, there are so many beggars I walk past as I go about my business in the city that I can't do, I wouldn't give money to each one of them as I walk past. I'd be pretty poor myself if I did. But I do give to beggars occasionally and I'm certainly very well aware of them being around the city.
Because you've got a couple of issues, haven't you, here? You've got people who, there's mental illness, which is an issue, and people might not know where to go. Because if you focus on the people who are the real beggars, they shouldn't, as you say, be on the streets. We've got this fantastic safety net in this country, which means that people have got services they can go to.
That's exactly right. And, of course, often people who are really in terrible straits with it might be mental illness or drug and alcohol issues, whatever it is, homelessness, really in terrible terrible positions. And those are the people we need to be, trying to reach out to and trying to point them in the right direction. You know, we do have good homelessness services. We've got great welfare systems in Australia. And, I mean, the city itself is funding homelessness program outreach programs with the state government. We've just launched a cooperative approach to homelessness in Wentworth Park with the state government, trying to get a bit of control around that. Yep. So, I mean, these systems can be put into place, and maybe we just need to sit down and have a bit of a think about this issue.
Yep.
I mean, you rightly point out, guys, it's a problem. It's a growing problem. It has growing visibility in Sydney. In New South Wales at this point, there is no law against it. Perhaps we have to be a bit more creative about how we tackle the problem.
Will you think about putting a motion at council, recommending one?
Yeah, look, it is something that I'm going to give some thought to, I have to say.
Okay.
And talk to my state counterparts about as well.
All right. Thank you, Christine. Yeah. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure to join you guys. Thanks.
Christine Forster there, City of Sydney councillor.
You know what's more offensive than the beggars?
What?
And their little fake faux signs? The charity workers who are out there competing and jostling with each other on every street corner, many of them who are English and Irish backpackers who are overly aggressive, rude, confronting, and they're the ones who should be kicked off their streets first.
Get them off first and then start looking at what you do with the beggars. Have you ever met someone that you knew who was a beggar or someone who down on their luck?
No.
I was staggered once when I bumped into someone. We were doing a visit as journalists to the Matthew Talbot Hostel down at Woolloomooloo. The fellow who'd been in a very senior job in Canberra maybe 15 years before, always beautifully dressed with a suit and very dignified fellow, with stubble, and he was essentially on the streets in Woolloomooloo. I couldn't believe it, except he was spending a lot of time in the bar at the time,
right.
And so plainly that was what took him there. It really jolted me, because you realise how far people can fall.